Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to Heart Centered Life, the podcast arm of Heart Centered Program. This is Alex Robert Holmes with our theme song.
You don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Thank you, Alex Robert Holmes. I love that song. Welcome. Heart-Centered Life, we are the podcast arm of Heart-Centered Programs, and it's all about putting heart back into your life, having passion, purpose, and play. My name's Ellen Contenti. I am the founder and the host, and this is the 12-segment series about the bigger game. And as I've been saying on each show, I am leading a series of workshops. I'm a certified bigger game trainer and coach. And I've got a workshop coming up in 2 weeks, April 25th and 26th. It's in the Los Angeles area, North Hollywood, at the Global Truth Center. And that's where you'll go to register, globaltruthcenter.org. You can also learn more information about that at our website at heartcenteredprograms.com. And then I'll be doing the same workshop again in New York City, June 27th and 28th, co-leading that with Sarah Bigwood, another big game player and certified trainer. So this is all about Rick Tamlin's philosophy, who is the co-founder of The Bigger Game, and his philosophy is that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one you want to live? And that's what we've been doing. So this series is about the bigger game and the actual squares on the bigger game board. So if you've been following along, last show we learned all about the ally square. And the ally square is the square where you go when you're looking for support, right? Who are your allies? Who can help you play your game? Who motivates you to play your bigger game? So allies can be friends, family, and they could also be foes. That's what we talked about on Friday's show. So you can certainly go back and listen to that. So today's show, ability square, and sustainability is about looking at your bigger game from the long view. What do you need to do now to ensure your game continues into the future, maybe even without you, long after you've gone? Now, not all games have to continue after you're gone and you're done playing it. But you do need to consider what you'll need to maintain your game while you're playing it, both from a business standpoint and from a self-maintenance standpoint. Now, in his book, Play Your Bigger Game, Rick talks about bigger game players and companies that keep on keeping on, right, with new products and innovations to stay in the market. And if you look around you, you look around the companies that are present today, a lot of them have been around for a really long time, right? And, you know, they've had to do a lot of things to sustain their business, to keep moving forward as markets change. Companies like have been around forever, And a lot of the utility companies, companies like PepsiCo, which he talked about in his book, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and even some of the newer game players that are in the market today. So he talks about in the chapter on sustainability that the best natural game players are really easy to spot because they're not one-hit wonders who burn brightly and then fizzle out. They endure, and so do their bigger games. Many of them are cultural icons, maniacal entrepreneurs, and legendary world changers. Others are quiet heroes, known and appreciated in smaller circles. You know, their games might seem outlandish and brash or even doomed at first, but they endure. And often they keep amazing us decades beyond when they first started. People that come to mind, and he talks about in his book in business, Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Sir Richard Branson, right? Google guys are some of the people listed here. And also if you think about the political arena, right, the Clintons, the Bushes, Nelson Mandela are some of the leaders continue to play important games and important roles over the years because they've sustained themselves and their passion and their purpose. So there are many different places that you can start on the bigger game board. But sustainability is the square that you go to when you think about what is it that you really require to make sure that you can stay in the game. Right? So let's look at you know, some of the things that you need to really be considering because markets change. Right? The economy rises and falls. We've been in, you know, kind of economic uncertainty for quite, you know, a number of years now. And so a lot of businesses have had to look at their business model and say, what do I need to do to stay in my game, to keep my business moving forward? You know, consumers' taste change, right? McDonald's and a lot of the fast food industries have had to look at their menu in terms of what do I need to do to sustain playing in this bigger game called, you know, still have customers. So they've had to add, you know, healthier food choices to their menu. Right? So public opinion shifts, new technologies arise, calamities, disasters create needs where they might not have even existed before. And that's just out there. Consider yourself. You change, right? Because you age. Health problems, we just have a different perspective when we get a little bit older or, you know, we go through different life stages. We change. So the sustainability square on the bigger game board is also a place to ponder, you know, what you can do to stay in the game no matter where you are in your own personal game of life. And it's also where you start to come up with different strategies, right? To figure out where you want to go or what you need to do next. I mean, think about the game of chess. Rick talks about this as well on the board in the book. And I play chess with my son all the time. And it is all about trying to look at the long view. What do I need to do to stay in the game so maybe I can beat him for the first time? Right. So it's about maintaining and building upon also what you've accomplished up to now. So some of the questions that you can ask here, both personally and professionally, he talks about in his book. What do I need to do to ensure that what I and how do I need to build my physical, mental, and emotional strength so that I'm around to enjoy the fruits of my labor and to keep my bigger game nurtured and growing? So the square is also about sustaining yourself as you play a bigger game. Right? What do you need to do for yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually to sustain yourself so that you can keep playing your bigger game? Right? Do you need to go to the gym? Right? Do you need to read certain books, be with certain people, maybe be part of a mastermind? Go to a spiritual center. What do you need to do to maintain and sustain yourself? Now, also in this area is when a lot of people, you know, they found their compelling purpose. They know a bigger game they want to play, but they don't have the resources yet. So they'll spend years in jobs to find, you know, to put the money aside so that they can put it towards their bigger game. Or they're working in the industry playing it yet, right? So, you know, I think about my own personal example of this. And years ago, I had found, you know, I was hungry for something, and I found a compelling purpose at the time to be a performer and an actress. And I moved to New York City to be an actress, and I had to sustain myself while I pursued that dream. And so how do most actresses and actors sustain themselves? They become waitresses and bartenders. So I was doing that, and I was also doing marketing work for friends. You know, whatever I needed to do to sustain myself so that I could keep playing my bigger game, you know, at the time, you know, auditioning and performing. A lot of people in, you know, that industry do that. It talks about Quentin Tarantino, who for years worked in a video store, and he talks about he found a lot of motivation and inspiration for his films in watching movies while he was working, you know, in a video store. And so sustainability is all about what do I need to do for myself to keep the dream alive. So you can be on the square even before you're actually playing your bigger game. So it's about surviving and thriving as a player. And it's also opportunity to be mindful of where you are and on the board in life in general, and to keep reminding yourself of what your compelling purpose is. So you can come back to that square and say, what do I need to do today to sustain myself, to keep the passion alive, to keep the game alive? So what will you do today to sustain yourself and your bigger game? What are you going to do for yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually to sustain yourself so that you can play your bigger game? And if you're playing it now, what can you do to keep that bigger game going into the future? So that's what I want you to be thinking about today and through the next few days. And as we continue to move along the bigger game board, we are going to jump to the next square on Thursday, April 16th at 10 a.m. We're going to explore the square of assessment, which is, it's got some crossovers to sustainability, because the assessment square is looking at where I am, what I need, and what's next. And so many times you'll jump onto the assessment square, get a sense of, okay, here's what I need to do, and then you'll jump. Maybe you'll jump to sustainability. Maybe you'll jump back, you know, your compelling purpose or investment. The game is all about constantly moving around. So that's our next show, Assessment, Thursday, April 16th. And if you're interested in jumping in and playing your bigger game with the Global Truth Center, it's April 25th and 26th. Look forward to seeing you then. And until then, let's have Alex Robert Holmes bring us in again or close us out with our heart-centered life theme song. Have a beautiful every day, a beautiful day, everyone, and I'll speak to you all Thursday morning. Take care.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, Working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand to put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start with your heart-centered life.